Good evening, everyone. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Epiphany. It's that day, 12 days after Christmas, where we focus on the revelation of Jesus as the Messiah to the three wise men, the three magi. And we do this for a number of reasons. The first one is a theological point. Because if you listen to the prayers that we have today at Mass, these three wise men represent the Gentiles, the people who were not of Jewish origin, not of God's chosen people. And it represents in them the manifestation of Christ and the Messiah to all the world outside of Israel. But the other reason that we focus on the Epiphany, and the reason that I'm going to really focus on today, is because it's a reminder to us, in a certain sense, we as Christians and as Catholics do and should experience epiphanies every day in our lives. Ways, and big and small, that Christ reveals himself to us, that we come to notice his presence and his reality and grace in our lives. The fact is, quite often we just don't notice. Our epiphany is happening. Christ is revealing himself to us, but we're so caught up in other things and distracted we don't notice. Or maybe we're expecting to see great manifestations, miracles worked. But instead, he's working in small ways, in the way he did in revealing himself as a child, and we simply don't notice. So I want to talk a little bit about some of these epiphanies, particularly epiphanies that I've witnessed during my time here at Our Lady of Wisdom. People who have come to have Christ revealed to them, either for the first time or in a deeper way, and were drawn to a greater belief and worship of him. As I think most people know, or most of you know, Wisdom as a parish is unique, because our primary mission is ministry to the students here at UL. In fact, if you are a student at UL, as some of you here I know are, you are considered a parishioner of Our Lady of Wisdom, by simply the fact that you are registered over here. And that makes it unique, but what also makes it unique, and I can speak from experience here being pastor in a couple of other places, is that in most parishes, the parishioners who are involved come on Sunday, they come to CCD, they come to the potluck suppers, and that's about it. They don't really live at the parish. But here at Wisdom, as a lot of students here know who are involved here, who have come through here, Wisdom becomes a home away from home. There's activity during the semester going on from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. I, in a certain sense, walk the halls with my parishioners. I see the students every day. I sometimes have to kick them out. That's how it goes. But it's great. It's sort of a home much more than a place or a destination. And so I've been able to witness in a lot more direct and intimate manner these epiphanies that have happened during my time here. So I want to kind of focus on three of them. Three of them that I think are special, but also sort of represent different groups. Different groups of people who have epiphanies of Christ and are brought into relationship with him. The first one is the non-practicing Catholic, or sort of the fallen away Catholic. Thinking of a young woman who grew up in a nominally Catholic household. Really wasn't practicing the faith. One of her parents was Catholic and the other one wasn't. And she sort of grew up not really on fire for the faith, not really knowing a lot about it. And came to UL from the North Shore. And as she was involved here, she would start coming to Mass because Wisdom was her home away from home, her parish. But also, I think, sort of maybe getting involved a little bit in the Assemblies of God ministry on campus. But it was through coming to Mass and through the encounter with the Eucharist and the mystery of the Mass that she began to be drawn closer to Jesus Christ. So much so that she started getting involved in the different activities that we have over here, and even got involved in a leadership role. And when she graduates, hopes to commit herself in a radical way to following Christ and spreading the gospel. So that's the epiphany that happens primarily through the Eucharist and through the work of the priest and the ministers who bring Christ to the church. The second is something that has happened actually quite recently. And this is representative of those Christians who are not Catholic, who come to a deeper realization of Jesus, particularly in his presence in the Catholic Church. And so one of the things we really encourage the students to do, and again, I know a lot of you students here are involved in that, is not to just hang out at Wisdom all day long, like it's your spiritual jacuzzi. Instead, to go out and evangelize, to bring the gospel on campus, whether it be in the dorms, or the sports field, or the fraternities and sororities, or the different clubs that we have on campus. And so there is one young man who's particularly on fire for the faith and belongs to one of these clubs on campus. And this semester in his club, he met another student, a little bit older than him, who he struck up a dialogue with, began a relationship with, and found this young man was on fire for Christianity, but was from a different Protestant denomination. Began evangelizing him about Jesus, particularly about the gift of the sacraments and the church and the Pope and all the wonderful things that we have as Catholics. And he began to see a change in this other guy to the point that he started coming to Wisdom, coming to the 501, even attending Mass, until he finally made the decision to enter RCIA. And so, God willing, this Easter he will be accepted as a Catholic in full communion with the church. And he's expressed interest to several people that after that, he really feels God is calling him to the priesthood. Profound. This epiphany by students taking the initiative to establish relationships, to talk to other people about Jesus, to evangelize them and allow Christ to reveal his glory through them. The third and final sort of representative group is of those individuals who don't believe in God at all, or maybe who were raised in an atheistic household. And I'm thinking of one particularly powerful story of a young woman who was raised as an atheist, raised without even being baptized. And her parents, in fact, were very anti-Catholic, anti-church, and would often tear the church down. But when she was 11, she was spending the night at her friend's house, and the parents all brought everybody to Mass. And she was at Mass for the first time and was mesmerized by what the priest had to say, by the rituals in the Eucharist, and was shocked that her friend was sitting around talking and giggling the whole time. She realized that something was there. She went home and told her parents about it, and they laughed it off. But during the course of the rest of her grade school years and high school years, she always had this keen interest in Catholicism. And in fact, had a chance at once to go to Rome and to see some of the holy sites and to encounter people who were Catholic. But it wasn't until she got to college over here at UL that she wanted to learn more and came and got involved at Wisdom, in particular by going to RCIA. And as she began to read and learn and study, it was a conversion in the mind first, then in the heart, where she decided to become Catholic. And so, on Easter Vigil a couple of years ago, I had the blessing of baptizing this young woman and accepting her into the church. Now she's gone on to get married in the church and have children. And it's, again, it shows here how the Lord does work and can convert people in their minds by presenting the faith in a reasonable way. Even bringing someone who was brought up in an anti-Christian, and anti-Catholic household to a belief in Jesus Christ through that epiphany. So these stories, and I could go on and give them a lot more, and I know a lot of the students here have their own stories, the ways that they have at UL or college through campus ministry had Christ reveal himself to them. But it reminds us of what I said when we began the homily, that Christ is still having epiphanies in the world. He still wants to reveal himself to his people. Those who don't know him, so that they can begin to know him, but also those who do know him and already walk with him so that they can go into a deeper, more intimate relationship with him. We just need to be more aware A powerful prayer that we can pray as we begin this new year. And I know a lot of people have their own resolutions. To pray in the beginning of the day, Lord, allow me to see and be aware of the many epiphanies that I may have during the course of this day. The way that you try to reveal yourself to me so that I can come to know you. And in conclusion, as I said at the other Masses, and I'll do it at this Mass, I want to thank everybody, particularly the parishioners here and the benefactors who do so much to be able to make this ministry possible. Right now we have over 100 students in Nashville for the big Catholic SEEK conference sponsored by Focus. There are 9,500 Catholic students there. They'll be ending tomorrow and coming back. So Father Broussard is there, and he's been texting me, and he's been getting to sort of see these other ministries. And he said, Father, we're so blessed with what we have at Wisdom, because a lot of the other places in the nation simply don't have it. And it's because of the great benefactors and people who help out, who are a lot like the three wise men who come to bring the gifts. The gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gift primarily of prayer. So many people praying for the students, praying for the ministry, offering up sacrifices. There's no way we could have the spiritual fruitfulness without that. But also the individuals who volunteer in providing food, taking care of keeping the church clean, or even working on different retreats and activities that we have. And then, of course, finally, those who give generously the financial gifts that help us to have a wonderful staff and to provide these things for the students. And so I want to thank you for that and encourage everyone, student and adult alike, to realize that quite often we can pay attention to these epiphanies, but that Christ wants to produce an epiphany through us, through our words, through our deeds, through our actions. And so to be more open to allowing the Spirit to move through us so that in big ways and small ways, on a daily basis, we can reveal the glory and beauty of Christ to others we meet. Amen.